Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as the Word is the Way to Life broadcast. And we thank you for tuning in. You know, the Word is Jesus. He came. He was manifested in the flesh. And he showed us the way to have life and have it more abundantly. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to understand the Word of God and what God has done for us. And then even looking back at some of our Old Testament people that experienced life and experienced forgiveness and love. This week is our scripture text on the lectionary is Psalm 23. Very, very familiar psalm. And it's about intimacy with God Almighty. And they talk about how we are all like sheep and have gone astray. And it's a, I don't know, the way that the psalmist said that, the Lord is my shepherd, meaning that we can trust God to lead us faithfully through life's difficult and frightening passages. Now, as I mentioned last week, we concluded the book of Ecclesiastes with Solomon's conclusion that you got to be able to trust God and obey his commandments. Or love God. You know, one of the things about the love and the grace of God is just so important. Or in reverence and awe. That's all we need to do. And that's really what it's all about. Jesus came to show us the way. As I mentioned, we're going to start a new look at Scripture this week. And we're going to start in the Psalms. And we're going to look at Psalm 51 through 100. Not all the Psalms, just starting in Psalm 51, because that's when David repented. And we think about a psalm, it's really a song of praise. And therefore, we may assume that psalms and poems that dwell on wonderful things about God and what he's done for us, it's just like the songs in our hymnal. It's been said that some of the greatest sermons ever preached is in the hymnals of our church. We just read it because it is a testimony. Well, songs and prayers also deal with joy and sorrow and blessing and judgment and confidence and doubt. Yeah. Well, every psalm ends on a note of trust in God, with the exception of Psalm 88. Now, these psalms collectively express the ups and downs in life of faith. And many of the psalms are ascribed to an author and sometimes allude to historical circumstances that give rise to the psalm. For example, David's rape of Bathsheba that I mentioned earlier in Psalm 51 led him to compose his song of repentance. David wrote almost half of the psalms, 73 to be exact. Now, other writers were the sons of Korah, Asaph, Hermon, Solomon, Moses, and Ethan. But there are different kinds of psalms, and that's what we'll look at over these next few weeks. And there's psalms of thanksgiving, like Psalm 98. There's psalms of lament, like Psalm 60. There's psalms that express trust in God's goodness, like Psalm 84. And there are psalms of remembrance, which we recall how God saved his people in the past, like Psalm 77. Then there are psalms of wisdom, wisdom psalms, if you would, which contrast two ways of living and the consequences that follow from choices that we make. Psalm 94, for example. And then finally, there are psalms that celebrate Israel's king, who is the Son of God, the Anointed One, or the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. Psalm 69. We'll look at it in all the different psalms, because psalms will do two things for us as we reflect on them. First, they teach us to admonish our walk of faith, encouraging and challenging us. As it said in Colossians 3:16, you know, we have a biblical mandate to encourage one another. And second, they give us glorious truth to sing about so that we can shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Wow. Well, in Psalm 96, verse 13, Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and his people in his faithfulness. Well, I hope and pray that you enjoyed our study with Ecclesiastes. And now, as we take a look at the Psalms, I think you'll be blessed and enlightened, and maybe a way that you don't think about the Psalms. If you remember, some years ago, people used to pass out the New Testament. Not the Old Testament, just the New Testament. But ironically enough, when they did that, they include the Psalms and Proverbs. So I hope and pray that you'll tune in every week like you did when we did the book of Ecclesiastes and learn a little bit more about God as was written in the Psalms, the scriptures. And, you know, the Old Testament people are just like you and me. They had challenges, and then they come to realize that, yeah, they can trust God because it is God who leads us through the way. And Jesus came to give us life and to give it more importantly, because Jesus was in the Psalms. He's in Genesis, all the way from Genesis to Revelation, concealed in the Old Testament in a way, but you can see the Christ-like figures all the way through the Old Testament. And, of course, you know he was revealed in the New Testament. So hope and pray that you'll enjoy our study in the Psalms. But we also take this time to lift up joys, concerns, and praises. You can click on the tab on the website there for the slides, and it'll bring up all the people that we have known about and we there. And prayers of intercession are so important. But you don't need a preacher, and you don't need anybody to pray for you once you learn to pray for yourself. And what does that mean? That means you talk to God, and God talks to you. Because when you accept Christ into your life, you don't get him in pieces. You get in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And your spirit will connect to his spirit, and he will minister to you in ways that you cannot imagine. So with that, we'd like to always lift up people that we know about and pray for them. But the most important thing is to learn to talk to the Father for yourself. The disciples knew that. That's why we end up with what I call the disciples' prayer, where the Lord's Prayer, in my humble opinion, is over in John chapter 17, when Jesus prayed for us. But the disciples were with Jesus for 3 years, and they walked everywhere that they went. And at the end of the day, they would stop and build a fire, and they would cook. Oh, by the way, Jesus cooked fish for the disciples after his resurrection. Isn't that neat? But anyhow, so the disciples then wondered, because after they would eat and they'd fellowship for a little bit, Jesus would go off by himself. And that puzzled them, and they wanted to know, what do you do when you go off by yourself? When Jesus told them, this is my interpretation, my imagination, as I tell you that sometimes you just need to imagine and put yourself there in the scriptures. And I can just imagine what Jesus told them. Hey guys, you know it by now, at least I told you 100 times, I'm God manifested in the flesh. And in this flesh, I experience everything you do. I get tired by the end of the day. We do all that walking, and we stop, and we rest, and we eat, and we fellowship. But then I need to talk to the Father. Talk to the Father. Yeah. Let me give you a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with, as you can learn to talk to the Father for yourself. Hear the prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. What a wonderful model prayer that we can use as we just call out to God in Jesus' name. Say, Daddy, I need to crawl up on your lap. I need to talk to you, and I can assure you he'll be there for you. And he'll say, come on up here, daughter or son, whichever it may be, and he will talk to you, and you can talk to him, and you will be truly blessed. Well, thank you for tuning in to The Word is the Way to Life, a broadcast, podcast, whatever you want to call it, because this is where we talk about how Jesus can help you through all these challenges here in life, because he truly is the answer. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen. Talk to you next week as we look at the Psalms, starting with Psalm 51, if you want to read ahead a little. God loves you, and so do I.